All right, we'll say good morning. Today's daf is Test Zayin, but we're going to begin on Test Vav Amud Beis. Apparently, yesterday we left off the Gemara. So the Gemara begins with an interesting discussion. Itmar paritz ka'omet. So what happens if halacha l'maisa, you have a mechitza, but in the mechitza itself, the paritz, the open area, is just like the closed area. They're equal. So what is the status of the mechitza? So the Gemara says, Rav Papa Amar Mutter. Rav Papa says it's good, meaning when we say mutter, it's permitted, it means that the mechitza is indeed a valid mechitza. Rav Huna breathed Rav Yoshua Amar Aser. And Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua, says it's Aser. Rav Papa Amar Mutter. Rav Papa says it's Rabbosai fundamental machlokis. Rav Papa Amar Mutter. So Rav Papa says it's mutter. What is that based on? Hachi Agmirei Rachmana Lemoshe. Because this is the halacha Moshe Sira. Also, remember, one of the things we've seen already, we saw this a little while ago. I was going to say a few weeks ago, but we haven't been doing Erevin for a few weeks. But we saw a little while ago that the laws of Mechitzos are one of the halachos Moshe Misina. So, Rav Papa says that the halacha Moshe Misina was Lo Sifro Tzruba, that in order for Mechitza to be good, the majority of the Mechitza may not be open. Rav Huna Brit Yavashua Aser, Hachi Agmi Rachman Lamoshe. Rav Huna, on the other hand, says that Paritz Ka'omet, if literally the open section is equal to the closed section, the Mechitza is not good. Why? Hachi Agmari Rachman Lamoshe, because this is the halacha Lamoshe Misinai, Gidur Rupa, that the majority must be closed off. So Rav Osai, at first glance, the Gemara seems to be saying that the machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brit Rav Yoshua is in the halacha Lamoshe Misinai of Paritz Ka'omet. Does the halacha Moshe Misina need that you need a majority of the mechitza closed? Or is halacha Moshe Misina that you cannot have a majority of the mechitza open? The nafkamina would be if the two areas are exactly equal. Tanan, so the Gemara tries to bring a number of proofs that go both ways. So the Gemara says, Tanan, velo yehu peritzos yiseros ala binyan. The openings should not be, the breaches should not be more than the closed areas. The inference from that is, haka binyan mutter. So the inference from that is, if they were equal, it would be mutter. To which the Gemara says, lo teima haka binyan mutter, ela ima imke binyan, ya im binyan yeser ala pirtza mutter. No, so the Gemara makes the opposite inference, that if the closed area, if the built-up area is more than the opening, then it's mutter. Aval ka binyan mai, but if they're equal, then what? Aser. Ihachi lisni lo yehi pirtzos ka binyan. If that's the case, then the Braisa should have explicitly say that the Pirza should not be like the Binyan, to which the Gemara says, Kasha. That's a good question. We'll say again, now the Gemara is just going to bring a series of Braisos trying to support one opinion or the other. Tashma, Hamekare Sukaso Bishikudin Oba Aruko Samita. So an interesting case. If one goes ahead and uses as Schach, Shipudin are metal poles, or Aruko Samita, parts of a bed frame. So we'll say each of these things are usher for schach. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, just Aruko. So Rashi gives you a French word. But the idea is over here, Shipudin are metal. Metal can't be used for schach. Aruko Samita, part of the bed frame, has a din of a kli, a utensil. You can't use a kli for schach either. So both of these items are possible for schach. Samakara sukaso b'shipudin oba aruko samita. Im yesh beinehen kimosan kishera. If there is an equidistant space between the schach pasul and the schach kosher, then halacha l'maaseh, or say if there's an equidistant space between each amount of schach pasul, then the sukkah's kosher. Now, just to show you what this means, take a look on at picture 114 for just a moment. So here you have the case, the green over here represents the shipudin, right? So the idea over here is that the green is the pasul schach. So what the Braisa seems to be saying is, if in between the pasul schach you have the amount of kosher schach, then what? Then the sukkah is kosher. Which would seem to say what, Rabosai? Which would seem to say that paritz ka'omet, that when you have equal amounts of pasul material and kosher material, that the structure, at least for sukkah, is kosher. And we'll say, the truth is, right now, we don't care about sukkah. What we care about is what? Is about mechitza. But bepashtos, if it's true by sukkah, it should be true by scha, it should be true by mechitza as well. So if this would be good for a sukkah, where you have equal amounts of kosher and pasul schach, then it should be good for mechitza also, if you have equal amounts of closed and open areas. To which the Gemara says, no. And I will say, that would seem to be a proof for us. Remember, just keep the shittos in mind. Rav Papa says, paritz ka'omet is good. Rav Huna Breit Rav Yoshua says that paritz ka'omet is aser. So this would seem to be a proof for Rav Papa. To which the Gemara says, not necessarily. Hacha b'mayaskinon, what's the case here? Kishen nichnas v'yotze. We'll say nichnas v'yotze, something very interesting. Nichnas v'yotze literally means come in and out. Where the Gemara essentially says that the space over here in between the pasul schach is not exact. It's large enough to be able to insert a segment of a pasul schach without having enough maneuverability room. Now, what does that mean? When we first looked at this case, and look just back at picture 114 for just a moment. When you look back at this case, what you would originally assume is the way the picture looks, which is you have the pasul schach, and let's say for argument's sake, the pasul schach is 3 tefachim. And then it says you have an open space where you could put in kosher schach. How big is that kosher schach? 3 tefachim. The problem, of course, we know, is that if you have a space of exactly 3 tefachim, in order to be able to get in the kosher schach, it's going to be a very tight fit. So the Gemara says that's not the case of the Braisa. The case of the Braisa over here is Yesha Kisha Nichnas Vyotze. Nichnas Vyotze means that you have enough of an area to be able to slide in the kosher schach easily. Which means that it's larger than the corresponding area of pasul schach. So for argument's sake, I'm just giving arbitrary numbers. If the pasul schach is 3 tefachim, that open space would be, 3.2 tefachim. But the idea is what? It's not equal at the end of the day. Rather, you will end up actually having more kosher schach. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from this case to the mechitza, because a similar case of mechitza would not be paritz ke'omid, but rather what? It would be paritz meruba ala omid. So the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says, but why do you have to set up the case like that? You could set up a case of exactly equal amounts as well. Amr Rabbi Ami ben Ma'adif. The case over here of Ma'adif, the case over here, no, is where Dafka, you are placing additional area in between the areas of Pasul Schach. Rava Amar, Rava says, Im hayu nisunin arev, nosno shesi. Shesi, nosno arev. Rava just happens to give another way that you can go ahead and make this sukkah kosher. It's picture 115. That if the pasul schach was vertical, then make the kosher schach horizontal, and vice versa. We'll get back more into that case later on, because the idea is wherever you're reversing directions, then remember halacha lemaisa, the item of reversed direction will always have to overlap with the non-kosher item. So if the kosher schach is horizontal or vertical, and you have to make if the non-kosher schach is vertical, you have to make the kosher schach horizontal, by definition, the kosher schach will overlap on it. Because it will overlap on it, then by definition, it means that you will have more kosher schach than non-kosher schach. Tashma. So we're going to try to bring another proof, to this machlokes, Rava and Rafun Brev Yer Yoshua. Tashma. Shayara Shachan Sababika. If you have a caravan, group of people traveling, and they have to make camp in an open field for Shabbos, v'hekifua b'gimalin b'akufos, and they surround the camp either with camels, akufos are saddles, tezaino with olive, avitin, Rashi says, is like the saddle cloth, it's the blanket that they would put underneath the saddle on top of the animal, b'shlifin are bundles, or right, masos, bundles, kanim are reeds, kluchos are vegetable stalks. So the idea will say, what are you doing? You are setting up a mechitza perimeter around your shayara. Right? Why? What are you doing? You want to create a mechitza. You want to create a wall. And that would allow carrying. We'll try to allow carrying within the shayara area. So the Gemara says, mechaltalin besocha, you can go ahead and carry within this area. However, as long as between one camel and the next, you don't have what? The space of the camel, bein ukaf la ukaf kimali ukaf, or between one saddle and the next, the size of a saddle, or bein avid la avid kimali avid, between again one bundle and another bundle, the size of a bundle. So we'll say, what do you see from here? That in order to be a valid mechitza, what do you have? What do you need? You need to have at least exactly as much standing closed off area as open area, which would seem to say what? That paritz ka'omed, what's the halacha? Paritz ka'omed, it's kosher, which is in line with whose position? Rav Papa. This is the right Rav Papa, to which the Gemara says, Hachinami, just so you should know, I know that these sugyas aren't as exciting, and they are exciting, but it takes a little bit more avodah to make it exciting, but you should know that this actually is very lemaisa, Because again, we're spoiled because we live in communities in Baruch Hashem. We live in a community where there's an Erev. We don't even give it a second thought. Right? Whatever, we send in our contribution to the Erev and Shalom Yisrael. But that wasn't a plug. That was just you should support it. We benefit from it. So, but what's interesting to note is, again, when before communal Eruvim were the standard, people had to worry about Eruvim, and this idea of creating an enclosure, and how much has to be enclosed in order to go ahead and create an enclosure is very lemaisa. So this idea of paritz ka'omid is not just theoretical, it's a very lemaisa shayla. So the Gemara seems to bring a price over here that supports the position of Rav Papa, that says that as long as the standing area is equal to the closed area is equal to the open area, it's good. So the Gemara says, no, how can I mean, what's the case over here? Kishenichnas v'yotze. The case over here is what Rabbi say, where halacha lemaisa, the spaces in between are large enough to be able to place something in there without having to smush it in, which means that the open areas are what? Slightly larger. To which the Gemara says, Tashma, fine. Tashma, Nim says Ata Omer. It turns out that you say, Shalosh Midos B'mechitz. And I will say, this Gemara now is quoting a Rashi over here, tells us that we're quoting the first Mishnah, one of the earlier Mishnayas in Meseches Kilai, in the fourth chapter of Meseches Kilai. Now, remember, I will say just a little bit of background, we've seen this already. You can't go ahead and plant multiple species within the same area. Specifically, when you have a vineyard, you can't plant other stuff in the vineyard. Grain, vegetables. But what happens? If you have a mechitza, if you have a wall, then remember, you are permitted to go ahead and plant other items there, even at a relatively close distance. So now the shaila is going to be what is going to satisfy the criteria of mechitza. So the Mishnah says something very interesting. Nimtes atomer, turns out that there are shalosh midos b'mechitzos. There are actually three different midos, three different, we'll call it levels. Three different levels of mechitzos. Number one, kol shupachos mishlosha, any time that you have, let's say, a mechitza material, a mechitza item that's less than three tefachim, sorech shelo yehei bein zeh lezeh shlosha. You have to make sure that there's not more than three tefachim in between those mechitzos. So I'll say, just to give you an idea of this, take a look at picture 116. The picture is complete, even with the goat, mamish. All right, this is a full service picture. So here you have.
This would all apply that if you go camping and you sit up.
Well, right, correct. That's going to be where we're going. But right now, this mission is actually talking about kilayim. But the application of it, correct, will be enclosing any kind of area. So take a look at picture 116. Hopefully, people have the picture books. All right, if you.
The goat between.
Yes, I know you like the goat, Dr. Krumbach. I know. Mamish. All right. Yes, I know. In Pesach mode. It's a Karban Pesach. So now we'll say, see, here, look at this picture just a moment. So the idea over here is that these poles are less than three tefachim each. Poles less than three tefachim each. So the Mishnah says over here, so the first idea of mechitza is even if the pole is less than three tefachim each, as long as what? As long as there's less than three tefachim in between each of the poles. Remember, three tefachim is labud. So as long as you're within three tefachim of each of the poles, then what? Then the poles themselves are considered to be closed. Okay? Now what's the idea? So the Gemara says, Kedesh lo yizdakir hagedi bebas rosh. The idea of three of us, where does three come from? So obviously, labud is a halach lamosh and sinai. But the idea is that less than three tefachim, an animal would not go through this enclosure. You can see over here, mamish in the goat. So you can see the goat's not going to get through that small of an area. So because of that, it allows the mechitza to be considered impenetrable. Because it's impenetrable, it's considered as if what? It's considered as if it's a solid wall. So that's the first din of mechitza. Next. Kol shehu gimel, any time that the enclosed mechitzos are three tefachim each, umi gimel ad dalid, and it's between three and four tefachim, tzarech shelo yehei ben zeh lezeh kim lo o. So we'll say the next gradation of mechitza is picture 117, where again now you have panels that are between three and four tefachim. So if the panels are between three and four tefachim, then what? Then you have a little bit more room. Then as long as halacha lemaisa, the space in between the panels is not what? The size of the panels themselves. So as long as the open areas in between each panel are less than the size of a panel, then the area is considered to be closed off. Kadesh, in order what? Kadesh shelo yehei paritz ka'omed. In order that what? That the open area should not be equal to the closed area. However, v'mhaya paritz meruba ala omeit. But if the open area was greater than the closed area, then af kineget ha'omeit aser. Now, also, this is very interesting. Now, in this case of between again, of where the panels, that's what we'll call them, the panels, are between 3 and 4, salocha lemaisa, the open space in between panels must be less than the size of the panel itself. And if it turns out that the open spaces are greater than the closed spaces, then even the area opposite the panel itself is usur. What does that mean about Zai? So meaning even a self-standing panel itself will not constitute a mechitza. So you would not be able to, to plant vines on one side of that panel and grain on another side of that panel. That's the second category. Third category. Kol shu dalit, any time the panel is four tzvachim, ume arba ad eser amos. And the panel is anywhere from between four tzvachim and 10 amos. That's a large spectrum there. Shelo yehe bein zeh lezeh kimeloto. Then the halacha is the same. So any panel from the size of four tzvachim to 10 amos, the restriction is that the open area cannot be any more than the size of the panel itself. Why? Shelo yehe paritz ka'omeid. In order that the open area not be like the closed area. V'mhaya paritz ka'omeid. And if indeed the open area was like the closed area, then what? Kineget ha'omeid mutter. So we'll say in this case it's different. Because remember, in this case, what do you have? You have a panel that's significant by itself. The panel, remember, is anywhere from 4 tzvachim until where? Until 10 amos. So in this case, even if the enclosure as a whole is not good, nevertheless, the panel is good. And therefore, you'd be able to plant, let's say, vines on one side and something else on the other side. Then mutter kinek. I'm sorry. If literally again they were equal, you had equal open amounts to closed amounts. Then kineged omin mutter. Then you could actually go ahead and what? And you could plant opposite one of the panels. I mean, you could plant on both sides of the panels. On one side grapes, on the other side grain. Kineged aparutz aser. But you couldn't plant anything opposite the open side. Rosa, listen to this. V'mhaya omi meruba ala paratz. But if, let's say again, this is in case number 3. Remember, Rosa, what's case number 3? How large are your panels in case number 3? Right? Anywhere from 4 tzvachim to 10 amos. So in this case, if you have omi meruba ala paratz, which means that the total amount of enclosure is greater than the total amount of open areas, then what? Af kineged haparatz mutter. This is an incredible chiddush. Then what? Then you can even plant, right? You can even plant on both sides of the open areas. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi, in that case where it's omin meruba ala parutz, then even the open areas are what? Considered to be closed. And therefore, lemaisi, you'd be able to plant grapes on one side and, let's say, wheat on the other side. However, nifritza biyoser me'aser, aser, but if there is a breach of more than 10 amos, then that is aser. Most of that we've seen already until this point as well. Because once you have a breach of more than 10 amos, that's no longer considered to be just simply an opening, that's a breach. However, hayusham kanim hadukranim, if you have also, we had this case before, this is the case of tapered poles. So this was the poles that start out larger on the top and smaller on the bottom, and you essentially stake them into the ground. Va'osalahen peya milamala. Rabosa, what are you doing in this case? You are snaking the vines around the top of these poles, creating what we call a tzuras ha-pesach. So in this case, afilu biyoser me'eser mutter. In this case, even if the opening between the poles themselves was more than 10 amos, then it's absolutely mutter. So we'll say, listen to this. So the Gemara says, katani mihas. Now what are we going to do with this? We learn from here. Reisha migimel va'ad dalid. So what we learn from here, right, so if you look at the Reisha, so the Reisha, interestingly enough, says that if you have this panel from 3 tefachim to 4 tefachim, obilvad shelo yehe bein zeh lezeh kimlo'o. What did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that in the case of a panel between 3 and 4 tefachim, what's the halacha? You may not have an opening that is the size of the panel. Ah, tiyuf the derach papa. This refutes the position of Rav Papa, because we'll say, what does that essentially say? That's paritz ke'omeit is not good. That's when you have equal amounts of closed and open areas, the mechitza is invalid. That's a refutation of Rav Papa, to which the Gemara says, Amalacha Rav Papa, no. My milo o, nichnas viyotze. Rav Papa says, no, what's the case? The case is not just simply where there's an equal area of open space, but rather, what does it mean? It's enough area of open space for you to be able to put the similar size board into it. Which means what? The size of the board, plus a little bit, to be able to allow you to put the board in. So the Gemara says, Hachnai Mistabra, this the Brice seems to support this as well. Midiktani, Im Haya Paritz Meruba ala Omeit, Af Kinegeta Omeit Aser, because the Brice itself said that if the open area is greater than the closed area, then you may not plant even opposite the closed area. Haka Omeit Mutter, which we can infer from that is that if they were equal, it would be Mutter. Shemamina, indeed, learn from this. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Lema Tehevi Tiyuf Tadrafu Libre Dravi Yoshua. If that's the case, Rav said, then what? Then the Brice, the way Rav Papa just interpreted it, should actually be a refutation of Rav Ben Rav Yoshua. Amar Lachav, Rav Ben Rav Yoshua would say, Tiul Ta'amech, Ema Seifa, I look at the Seifa, Im Haya Omin Meruba Ala Parotz, Af Kineged Aparotz Mutter. Right? What did the Brice say? That if the Omeid, if the standing part was more than the open part, then even opposite the open part is Mutter. We can infer from that, Hakiparutz, but what if they were equal? Aser. Gosed Siddhi Gemara says, Seifa, Kashra Rav Papa, Resha, Kashra Funabir Dev Yeshua. So here's what's amazing about this Braisa. This is where it gets exciting. The Braisa poses a Kasha for both of them from different parts. So the Gemara says again, according to Rav Papa, the Seifa, the end of the Braisa, poses a Kasha for him. For Rav Funabir Dev Yeshua, the Resha poses a Kasha for him. To which the Gemara says the following. Save the Rav Papa Lokasha. So Rav Papa will say no. The end of the Brisa doesn't pose a kasha for me. Why? I did the Tana Reisha Paritz Meruba Ala Omeid Tana Seifa Omeid Meruba Ala Paritz. So Rav Papa says no, because the only thing the Seifa is doing is the Seifa is trying to be linguistically symmetrical with the Reisha. And since the Reisha talks about a case of Paritz Meruba Ala Omeid, of the open space being greater than the closed area, therefore, Seifa also writes Omei Meruba Ala Paritz. Therefore, the Seifa, which is supposed to be the converse case, just phrases it as Omei Meruba Ala Paritz. Reisha Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua Lo Kasha. The Reisha does not pose a Kasha in Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua. Why? I did the boy lemisni Seifa Omei Meruba Ala Paritz. Since the Seifa was talking about a case of where the closed area was greater than the open area, Tana Reisha Paritz Meruba Ala Omeid. Therefore, again, this Reisha just uses the opposite Lashon. So I will say again, Lemaisa, the way the Gemara answers it is both Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua could both see the Braisa in alignment with them, and the part that poses a kasha for them can be easily answered by the Braisa's desire to maintain linguistic symmetry. Bishnam Rav Papa, Mishum Hachi Lo Arev Lohu Vitani Lo. I will say something very interesting over here. If you notice in the Braisa, one of the fascinating pieces here was that the Braisa subdivides the first two cases, which we would have thought normally would have been in the same case. What does that mean? The first case of the Braisa was a case of Pachos Mishlosha, right? Where the beams themselves are less than three tefachim. And the Braisa said in that case, as long as there's less than three tefachim in between the beams, that the area is considered closed. The second case was what? The second case was 3-4. Now it's interesting that 3 is included in the 3-4 case, and 3 is not included in what? The 3 and below case. So the Gemara says, I understand that according to Rav Papa, Mishum Hachi lo Ariv lohu, Vitani lohu, El Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yoshua, Le Arvinhu Velisninhu. But according to Rav Huna Bredi Yoshua, why don't you combine the cases and say the following, Kol Shu Pachos Mishlosha, Ushlosha, Tzarech Shelo Yehe Bein Ze Laze Shlosha. So according to Rav Huna Bredi Yoshua, the Gemara says, why don't you go and look at Rashi for just a moment? Ela Rav Huna, Damar Paritz Ki Omeid Aser Afilu Kineged Omeid Le Arev Gimel Bahadi Pachus Mi Gimel Velisni Tzarech Shelo Yehe Bein Ze Laze Gimel Tvachim. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So according to Rav Papa, I understand why he doesn't include that case. Because according to Rav Papa, Paritz Ka'omid is good. According to Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yoshua, who says that Paritz Ka'omid is not good, why does he not include the case of Shlosha, but the case of Pachos Mishlosha as well? To which the Gemara says, no. I'll tell you why. Mishum de lo dami psula de resha, le psula de seifa. Because you're two different psulim. Psulim de resha, kedei shlo yizdakir hagedi bebas achos. The psula of the resha, is that if the opening is more than three tefachim, what's going to happen? An animal can penetrate that barrier. And if an animal can penetrate that barrier, then what? Then lemaisa, that is not a good mechitza. However, psula de seifa, shelo yehe paritz ke omeid. But the psul of the seifa is an issue that the open area should not be greater than the enclosed area. Therefore, because we're dealing with two different psulim, even Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua wants to deal with the case of shlosha independently from the case of pachos mishlosha. So the Gemara says pachos mishlosha money. So whose opinion does the case of pachos mishlosha reflect? So the Gemara says Rabbanan, it's the rabbis, the Amri pachos mishlosha mina lavud. Because the rabbis have the opinion that when does lavud apply? In pachos mishlosha. Shlosha lo amrina lavud, however, three itself, we do not say lavud. Rabbi, according to the sheet of the Rabbanan, three tefachim is actually not subject to lavud. It's only less than three tefachim that is subject to lavud. To which the Gemara says, Ema seifa, Iba, look at the last case. Kol shuhu, or when it says seifa, means we're actually the next case in the Braisa. Kol shuhu shlosha, anytime the wall section is shlosha, umi shlosha va'ad arba, and from three to four. Whose opinion does that reflect? Asa'an Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ah, that reflects the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Amar Pachos Me Arba'a Lavud. Remember Rabosai, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that less than four is Lavud. Di'i Rabbanon, because according to the Rabbanon, Mishlosha Va'ad Arba'a, Shlosha Va'arba'a Chatu. Because according to the rabbis, there is no distinction from between three and four. It's one shear. Amar Abaye, Midresh Rabbanon, Seifa Nami Rabbanon. Sabai says, the fact that the Reisha is the Rabbanon, the Sefer must also be the Rabbanon. Umodu Rabbanon, dikol lemishra kinegdo. So the Gemara says, the rabbis actually hold. Now also remember the Sefer case. The Sefer case was that if you have a board that's three to four tefachim, so remember, if the open areas can't be what? Can't be the size of the board itself. And if it turns out that it's paritz keomed, paritz meruba la omed, that there's more open area, so the mechit is not good, but what can you do? You can use the panel itself. The panel itself will work. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because as soon as you have a mechitza panel that's four tefachim or more, we'll say, then what? That space is chashiv by itself, to the point that what? That even if the entire enclosed area is not considered to be closed, that mechitza will still work as a standalone mechitza. So for example, in the case of kelayim, let's say the entire closure is considered to be invalid because there's more open spaces than closed spaces, you could still what? You could still plant two different things on both sides of that panel. Because the mechitza panel of four tefachim or more is considered to be a significant makom. So on one side you could plant vines, on the other side you could plant grain. Rava amar midasi. Let's get through that first. Rava amar midasi for shimming on meal. Rava says, from the fact that the Sefer is Rav Shimon Gamliel, Reisha Nami Rav Shimon Gamliel. Then the Reisha also says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav says, again, in general, when it comes to Braisas and Mishnayos, we do not like to have the same Braisa or Mishnah reflecting multiple opinions. Instead, what we like to go ahead and have it is in constant, we like it to conform to one particular opinion, to which the Gemara says, you're right, Reisha Nami Rav Shimon Gamliel, Vichi Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amrina Lavud, Hani Mili Lemala. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel say Lavud Rabosai? That's only going up. Aval lemata, but below, Havile kimechitza shagadiyim bokimbo, lo amrina lavud. So Rabosai, we've seen this already before. That lemaisa, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when does he say Lavud at a shira for tefachim? That's only going up. We'll discuss about going sideways as well, but for now it's only going up. If let's say you want to extend the mechitza going down, that's not going to work. Why? Because even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a gedi, the animal can get through it. Once the animal can get through it, once it's passable by an animal, then by definition you can't say lavud. We'll say, or in other words, the halacha l'moshe misinai of lavud could only ignore reality to a certain point. Once halacha l'maitz the mechitza itself becomes penetrable, you can't do it. Tashma. Defanos halalu. These defanos. Hillel, what were you
going
to say?
No, I was going to say it seems to be then a principle that in Sefer Rabbanon that each segment starts at a specific amount. For example, the segment at 3 starts at 3, the segment at 4 starts at 4,
yeah.
So therefore the Chachamim made the specific, they always made it from the lower, from a definite lower amount
to a higher amount.
To just before the higher,
correct,
amount. The next higher amount
is a different,
the new,
correct, correct.
Seems to be the principle that they're working on.
That is correct. So the Gemara goes back to Tashma. Defanos halalu sharuban psachim vechalonos mutter. Obilvachli omeid meruba ala aparos. So Rabbi said, the Brisa says that if you have these walls that have a majority of openings and windows, it's mutter, meaning it's considered to be enclosed as long as what? As long as only meruba ala aparos. Rabbi said, this seems to be mefurish shiraya for who? for Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua, that in order for an area to be enclosed, you have to have more standing closed area than open area, and if they were equal, it wouldn't be good. So Mar says, 1 second. What do you mean, sheruban? Sheruban sakadai tcham? Do you literally think it means that the majority of the area is open? Can't be. Ela sheriba bahen psachim v'chalonos. Rather, it must be. They are talking about a wall where there are a lot of entrances, a lot of doorways, and a lot of windows. We actually had this case before, Rabosai. Then in that case, it's mutter. Obilvan sheyehei omen meruba ala parutz. Haki parutz aser, tiyuf to draf papa. So Rabosai said, the Gemara says, you're right. Here is the mafurish of rice. That clearly tells us what halacha is. That you can have a wall that has multiple windows, that has multiple entranceways, and the area is considered to be enclosed as long as what? As long as what? As long as there is more total closed area that's open area, which clearly tells us what? What if they were equal? If they were equal, it's not considered enclosed. Tiyuf to Rav Papa. This effectively refutes the position of Rav Papa, and really seems to solidify the position of Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua, that in order for an area to be enclosed, it's not enough to be equal amounts of enclosure and open areas. There must be a majority of enclosed areas. To which the Gemara says, V'tiyufta. Hillel, you've exhausted your speaking opportunities for today. Right, Tiyufta, save it for the 820 shir. All right, says, Tiyufta v'hilchasa kavase. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So the Gemara says, listen to this. Tiyufta v'hilchasa kavase dirah papa. So now the Gemara makes an amazing statement. The Gemara says, Tiyufta, so we've just refuted the position of Rav Papa, but the halacha follows Rav Papa. Someone says, what? Tiyufta v'hilchasa? Someone says, what are you talking about? You just tell me that you refuted the position of Rav Papa, and now the halacha is like him? In Mishum Dedaika Masnisin Kavase. Because at the end of the day, the Mishnah seems to be aligned with Rav Papa. Disnan, lo yihyu, this is the Mishnah that we had before, lo yihyu pirtsos yiseros ala binyan. Because the Mishnah explicitly says that the openings cannot be greater than the closed, than the built-up areas, and the clear inference from that is what? Ha kibinyan mutter. That if the closed areas are equal to the open areas, then in fact, it's then in mutter. So both what the Gemara essentially says is as much as the Braisa seems to support the position of Rav Papa, as much as the Braisa refutes the position of Rav Papa and supports Rav Huna ben Rav Yehoshua, the Mishnah supports Rav Papa, and therefore the halacha follows Rav Papa. Rav said that indeed is the halacha lemaisa, the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, for the laws of mechitzos, that even if you have a mechitza that has omid kiparots, obviously if it's omid meruba la parots, the majority of the area is closed, of course the mechitza is kosher. Subject to other criteria, but even if the closed areas are equal to the open areas, we paskin like Rav Papa, and indeed such a mechitza is considered to be a proper enclosure. Says the Mishnah, Makifin Shlosh Chavalam Zelam Alamizeh, Vizelam Alamizeh. So, Rabbi said, this is a fascinating Mishnah, which actually also has very contemporary relevance. So, you can go ahead and you could enclose an area with three ropes, one on top of the other. So we'll say three ropes that will be tied. Now the idea is you have posts and you wrap the ropes. You wrap the ropes. Right? So you ride. You wrap the ropes. You wrap the ropes around the poles. As long as what? There's not between one rope and the other three tefachim. And the width of the rope itself has to be, the combined width of all of the ropes has to be at least what? At least a tefach combined. In order that the entire structure over here is 10 tefachim. Well, so you can see this. There's a good picture of this. So you can see this again. This is picture number 118. So here you have, again, you have the pole. You have the ropes tied around the poles. Right, there's less than three tefachim in between each rope, which makes each rope lovud to the next. The three tefachim itself combines for an area of less than nine, and as long as the combined width of the ropes is one tefach, then what? You effectively have a solid wall, a lachik solid wall, of 10 tefachim, which is the minimum shear of tefachim. Now, the reason this is lemaisa is because, you know, you see this now. So it used to be, Baruch Hashem, as we get closer to Mashiach, so we become more aware of certain things. So people get very nervous with canvas sukkahs, right? Because the problem with canvas sukkahs is that if your sukkah wall flaps too much in and out, it's not considered to be a dope, it's not considered to be a wall. You have about a tefach of space that it could go ahead and flap out. So you could make it more taut, but now if you purchase these new sukkahs, these new prefab sukkahs, they come with lovud straps. Right? What are lovud straps? Literally, it's this Mishnah. It's this Mishnah. It's a series of ropes. It's a series of ropes that wrap around the entire area of the sukkah within three tefachim to each other. Now, the truth is, in essence, you don't even have to put up the canvas walls, right? And all you could use, again, we put up the canvas walls anyway. But just interesting, again, that you'll find that if you buy a prefab sukkah, I think virtually all of them come with these leveled straps now. We're going to sell them at the shul before sukkahs in your session next year as a fundraiser. All right, so the Gemara goes right there. Makif and Bekanim, similarly, you could enclose an area with Kanim. Kanim are reeds. Kanim are reeds. You would put these reeds into the ground. Same idea. And as long as what? There's not three tefachim between each reed. So we'll say again, as long as there's less than three tefachim between any of these objects, they're considered to be attached. Now the Gemara says, Bishayara Dibru, Divri Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, all of these dispensations for using these inferior type of mechitzos are only for what? Are only in a shayara, are only in a caravan. Rabbi said the idea of shayara is people are traveling, and when you're traveling, you have compromised circumstances. So in these compromised circumstances, we let you get away with these inferior mechitzos. But in a regular situation, we wouldn't let you use it. The Chacham say no, lo dibru b'shayara ela behove. It's not true. The Chacham say you could always use these mechitzos. So why does the Mishnah phrase it by the Shayara? Because the Shayara was the most common case where these situations would occur. Right? The Shayara was the most common circumstance where people would be using these type of mechitzos. Kol mechitza sheino shal shasi v'shal arev, eino mechitza tiver Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says in order for a mechitza to be good, has to have shasi, and our shasi arev needs crisscross. Right? Horizontal and vertical. V'chum say no, not true. Echad mishnei dvarim. You don't need a horizontal and vertical. All you need is one or the other. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Hamuna, Amar Rav. Hari Amru. Omin meruba la paritz b'shesi, havi omid. So up until now we've said that if you have omin meruba la paritz in shesi, shesi means vertical. If you have a vertical omin meruba la paritz, that's good. Bai Rav Hamuna, ba'ariv mai. What happens if you have omin meruba ala paret with horizontal items? So does that also work? Amr Abai Tashma, listen to this. Abai says, we can learn from our Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Shir chavolim v'obyon yeser al tefach, shiyua kol asar tefach. So also remember, what did the Mishnah suggest? That if you want to enclose an area, you take three ropes, right? And space them within three tefachim of each other. And as long as the ropes themselves combine to a shear of one tefach, halacha l'maisa, that's considered to be a wall, a ten tefach wall. Smart says, well, 1 second. V'im isa, now if it was true that omei meruba ala paratz works horizontally as well, then v'im isa lam li yesra tefach. Why do I need the combined shear of the ropes to be one tefach? Le'avet pachos mishlosha. After all, here's what we can do. Go ahead and do the following. First rope, distance it less than three tefachim from the ground. V'chevel mashuhu. And even if what? Even if the third rope is nothing, very little, not nothing, but it's very, very thin, then, right, a next, pachos mishlosha, space another less than three tefachim, v'chevel mashuhu. And another very thin rope, pachos me'arba, v'chevel mashuhu. And then make the next one less than four tefachim, and even a rope of very little. And Rabbi said, why would that work? That would work because l'naisa, the first two combine to an area of slightly more than six tefachim, which makes it by definition omin meruba ala parutz. And if it's omin meruba ala parutz, even if that top row is more than four tefachim away, it should still work. To which the Gemara says, 1 second. V'tizbara, hai pachos mi'arba hecha mokim la. Well, where exactly are you going to put that area of four tefachim? Now listen to this. Im mokim la tasoi. If you're going to put it on the bottom, then I will say there's another good picture over here. If you're going to put it on the bottom, this is picture 119. So we'll say again, if you're going to make the, right, if you're going to make the less than three tefach areas, the top two slots, and you're going to put the less than four tefach area on the bottom, that's not going to work. Why? Because remember, that bottom area is traversable by our Pesach goat, right? So that's obviously not going to work. If you're going to put it on top, this is picture 120. Right, we're going to put the four tefach area on top, then that's not going to work. Why? Because then Rabbi said, what's going to happen? We've had this concept before. The airspace below the rope and the airspace above the rope are greater than the shear of the area of the rope, and therefore what? They're going to be mevatel, this top rope. We had that concept before. So if you're going to say, well, there's only one option left, which is what? Picture 121, to put it in the middle. Omid meruba ala parts mishtei ruchos. The Rambam said, remember we had this case before, where only in Rubal Avaz Sheruchos means that in order for the closed area to be greater than the open area, you have to even start if you have to combine closed areas from two different directions that themselves are not connected. And then everybody agreed with that. So the Gemara says, are you telling me Shamas Mina Omim Rubal Aparas Mishte Ruchos Havi Omid? Are you then coming to tell me that indeed Omim Rubal Aparas from two different directions does work? Well, the truth is we haven't agreed on that concept yet. To which the Gemara says, Ela Amr Al Rav Hamnuna Hachi Kami Boile. This is Rav Hamnuna is asking. Well, so listen to this interesting case. Kigon de Aisi Machat Salas Tahavizainu Mashu. Let's say you have a reed mat. You have a reed mat that in reality is 7 tefachim and a little bit. 7 tefachim and a little bit. This is a solid mat. That's 7 tefachim and a bit. V'chakach ba gimel. You cut out an area of 3 tefachim in it. V'shavak ba dalid umashu. And you left an area of 4 tefachim, solid mat, and a little bit. V'ukmi bepachos migimel. And you set it up within 3 tefachim of the ground. We'll say, take a look, picture 122. This is someone with a good amount of time on his hands. Right? So take a look at 122. So now you have the mechitza, you have the mat, that's 7 tefachim and a little bit. What do? You cut out an area of 3 tefachim, and you position the mat within 3 tefachim of the ground. So you have that mashu, you have that mashu, that little strip over there, that's within 3 tefachim of the ground, right? Then you have 3 tefachim open space, and then you have 4 tefachim closed space. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Mechitza Teluya Ibar. So we'll say, this would be the Shaila. So the Shaila would be in this kind of case, Lemaisa, do we say that this works? So Rav Ashi says, you know what this is? This is the case of Mechitza Teluya, of a suspended Mechitza. Because both said that's in essence what you're trying to do, right? You're trying to go ahead and have a case of Lava that would extend downwards, to which the Gemara says, Kiddiboy, Mechitza Teluya Boyluhu. So look at 123. So Rav Ashi says, no, this is actually a simpler case. Once you're going into this, then make it simpler. You have a mechitza over here that's 10 tefachim high, and now the bottom open area is, bless you, is greater than 3 tefachim. So the shaila is, you have a valid mechitza by itself, but it happens to be more than 10 tefachim, 3 tefachim off the ground, so does it work? Kidibay minei Rebbe, tavla mirav, mechitza tluya ma shetati b'churba, kid a mechitza tluya, go ahead and permit in a ruin. Amrle ein mechitza teluya materes ela b'mayim. Kalu shekilu chachamimayim. So also remember we had this before, that really a mechitza teluya does not work. Anytime you have a mechitza that's suspended, again, assuming that there's more than 3 tefachim, even if the mechitza itself has 10 tefachim of solid area, like in this case, in picture 123, you have a solid mechitza here. If there's more than 3 tefachim of space, it does not extend downwards. There's only one time where a mechitza extends downward, and remember, where is that? That's over water. Remember that case, Rabbi Osai, of where you have a mechitza essentially as a balcony, and you want to draw water. Halachically, we allow you to view the walls of the balcony as extending all the way downward into the water, so that you're not drawing water, let's say, from a karmelis or from a shusam, but you're drawing water from your own shusayachin. And that was a kula that the Chachamim allowed by water to allow you access to water on Shabbos. But in any other case of where the space is more than 3 tefachim off the ground, we do not allow you to extend the mechitzos downward. The Gemara goes weiter. Bakiv and Bekanim. So remember, we'll say, the Mishnah spoke about this idea that there's machlokis in the Mishnah. When do we allow you to use these inferior mechitzos? Right? Is it any time? Or one opinion the Mishnah says, no, this is dafka by a shayara. This is only by a case of a caravan. So the Gemara says, b'shayara in, b'yachidlo, it was only in the case of a caravan, but an individual does not have this dispensation, meaning to use these inferior mechitzos. By yachid, you have to make regular mechitzos. But yet we learn Rabbi Huda, kol mechitzos Shabbos, lo etir liyachid yosim beis asayim. But yet we learn Rabbi Huda says that all of the mechitzos on Shabbos were not permitted for an individual to enclose an area of more than beis saw, two saw, which is a very significant area. Kedam Rav Nachman v'itim Rav Bibi bar Abaye lo nitzricha ela litin lan kol tzarchan, hachanami litin lan kol tzarchan. So also listen to this. I think it's something very interesting. Here's the fundamental distinction. An individual is also permitted to go ahead and use these inferior mechitzos to enclose an area, but an individual is limited to an area of two sa'ah. A shayara, a caravan, is given the license to enclose what? As much area as they want, even using these inferior mechitzos. And that's the distinction between the yachid and the shayara. The shayara is given the license to use the inferior mechitzos to enclose as much area as they need, even if what? Even if they feel it's greater than two saw, whereas a yachid is always limited to two saw. So when it says, Hecha itmar de Rav Nachman, v'tim rabbi v'dar bar baye, aha, it was said about this, this not, kol mechitza she'eno shal shesi v'arev ene mechitza de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, that any mechitza that is not made of vertical and horizontal material is not a good mechitza. Umiyamah Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda actually say this, v'atanya, but we learned, echad yachid ve'echad shayar l'chavalim. Whether it's an individual or whether it's a shayara, could use this mechitza made of ropes, which is your mechitza made of very thin ropes. There are less than three tefachim from each other. Uma ben yachid le shayara. Aye, and what is the distinction between the yachid and the shayara? Yachid nosin lo beis asayim. Shnayim nosin lo beis asayim. Gimel naasu shayara venosin lohen beis sheish. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The difference is that for a yachid only gets two saw. Two individuals only get two saw of land as well. And three people already become a caravan, and they can get even six saw of land. This is the position Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, Echad Yachid ve'Echad Shayara, Nosnin Lahen Kol Tzarchan. The Chachamim say, no, both the Yachid as well as the Shayara can get as much space as they need. Ubilvad Shelo Yehei Beis Sasayim Panui. As long as what? As long as there's not more than two saw of vacant area. Suppose, according to this position, the Chachamim say, that both a yachid and a shayar could get as much as they want, as long as what? There's not more than two saw that's unused. Amrav Nachman, v'itim ravir barabaye, lo nitzcha elitin lehen kol tzarchan. You're right, the fundamental machlokes of Rabbi lies in the following, that according to one opinion, the fundamental distinction is, that with a caravan is given, because it's considered for the rabbim, is given as much space as they need. A yachid is only given as much space A caravan is given as much space as they want. They can enclose as much space as they want. A yachid is only given as much space as what? As he needs. But the yachid can enclose a large area as well, as long as what? There's not more than two sa'ah of unused area. So Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here, but Lemaisa points for today. So Lemaisa point number one, because always we should walk away with something. Lemaisa, we pass in like Rav Papa. Namely, that omeid kiparutz is kosher. That if the closed areas of the mechitza are equal to the open areas of the mechitza, that lemaisa, that is considered to be a good mechitza, considered to be a good enclosure. Number two, these mechanisms for creating mechitzas mentioned in the Mishnah about the ropes or the vertical beams, all of them using lavud, work both for a shayara as well as for a yochid. It's not just, and the only reason the Mishnah says it by Shayara is because that would be the most common case where people are kind of desperate and would have to construct these makeshift mechitzos. But they work for the Shayara, and they work for me in my backyard as well. The Shayara is given the right to enclose as much area as they want, even using these compromised mechitzos. The Yachid also has the right to enclose a large area, but the Yachid is capped as what? He can't have more than two sa'ah of unused area. So if I need to use six sa'ah, I can use six sa'ah, but I can't have more than two saw of unused area. All right, we'll stop on the rest. If anyone needs to do mechiras chometz, please come forward now. Speak now.